From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Since Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido returned from a world tour last month, people were asking, what's his next move? Guaido was back in action on Tuesday against Venezuela's authoritarian regime. Guaido's plan was a mass protest march through Caracas to the capital's National Assembly, which Guaido heads. There he hoped to present what he called a document of national struggle calling for a new and transparent presidential election. That's because the U.S. and more than 150 other countries no longer consider Nicolás Maduro Venezuela's legitimate president. They recognize Guaido instead as the country's interim president.
Hoy hemos cumplido nuestro objetivo.
Today we've met our goal against the dictatorship, Guaido said at the march's start using a megaphone. We're as united as ever. But then Maduro security forces fired tear gas at the crowd and it was halted well short of the National Assembly. Still, the estimated tens of thousands of marchers in Caracas were a sign Guaido's movement to oust Maduro still has a robust following. That support had seemed to be waning. To bolster Guaido, the Trump administration may levy new economic sanctions against the Maduro regime in the coming days. Leonardo Trecci is a spokesman for Guaido in Miami.
Yes, we are expecting more pressure.
Maduro says the U.S. is staging a coup against him. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.